Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This is Issues 2017. I'm Steve McIntosh. Our guests are Faye Vorderlander, Executive Director, and Brianna Tucker, Program Director, Alzheimer's Association of Central and Western Kansas. I hope I got that about right.
You did. Thank you.
Welcome to 2017. Personally, I've lost several friends to Alzheimer's in the past couple of years, one quite recently. Could one of you give us a picture of the impact of this disease? How many afflicted locally or nationally? You've got some numbers for us, Faye?
We do. We have some numbers, and they're very sobering. There are 15 million Americans that have, 15 million Americans care for those with dementia, and there's 52 million that have Alzheimer's disease. Is that correct?
It's 5.4 million Americans dealing with this disease today. In Kansas alone, we have 51,000 Kansans with Alzheimer's disease.
Right. I apologize. I have so many numbers in my head.
Well, thank you, Brianna, for jumping in there with that. And it's a pretty widespread, and even one case is too many. You know, when you try to include family members impacted by Alzheimer's, how many is that again? That expands by a quotient, huh?
It does. There's 52 million that provide unpaid care for those people.
52 million people?
15 million people.
Yeah.
And that's unpaid care. We're not even talking about the doctors and nurses and paid caregivers.
As I prepared for this show, I wrote this question. Probably the most prominent person afflicted by Alzheimer's was former President Ronald Reagan, which may be true, but here recently, Glenn Campbell has passed away. And this guy was a huge star, music star, and he had he's had Alzheimer's for a long time, and he actually went out on tour. Why don't you talk about Glenn Campbell and what he has meant to the Alzheimer's Association? Brianna?
We're very, very saddened by the news, and Glenn was a huge part with Alzheimer's disease. He was courageous. He helped put Alzheimer's disease on the map and get people talking about it. He opened up his life for us to see what it's like to have Alzheimer's disease on his final goodbye tour. So he was very impactful. We could not have done a whole lot without him. And so, we're very saddened by this news.
Now, as I understand it, is one of his daughters coming to town? You want to talk about that?
Yeah. So actually, his wife, Kim Campbell, and his daughter, Ashley Campbell, and son, Shannon Campbell, will be coming to town November 1st. And November 2nd at the Kansas Star Event Center. So on November 1st, it's going to be an up-close and personal event with Kim Campbell. She's going to be talking about her life on the road. And now with the most recent, with Glenn Campbell's passing, definitely will be a topic of conversation as well. And then also, Ashley and Shannon are going to jump in, talk a little bit at what it's like to play with their dad in the band when he had Alzheimer's disease. And also play a few of his songs and their songs as well.
So that's at the Interest Bank Arena?
That's actually going to be at the Kansas
Star. Kansas Star.
Yes. And then on November 2nd, we have our full day of our education conference. And Kim Campbell is going to be our keynote speaker. She will be on around 3 o'clock.
So for more information, what should our listeners do then?
You can call our office at 316-267-7333 or go online to our website, alz.org/CW Kansas.
And listen, I did mention Ronald Reagan, and you have to say that he kind of got the ball rolling as far as public information. Faye, tell me about that. Your response to Ronald Reagan is his courageous efforts.
There are so many people that have been affected, and when prominent people such as Ronald Reagan, Glenn Campbell come forward, it helps to diffuse the stigma of Alzheimer's disease. A lot of people try to keep it quiet, and maybe there's a shame that's put with that, but when they see these people that they look up to in the public that also have this disease and are struggling with it the same way they are, they help to bring awareness to not only those that maybe don't have Alzheimer's in their family or close relationship, but they're also bringing hope and courage to those that are suffering with it.
And then again, on another level, a person like me, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 people in the past 8 or 9 years who are personal acquaintances. We're all being touched by this, are we not?
We are. You would be at this point in time, I believe, hard-pressed to find someone that doesn't know someone with Alzheimer's disease that's in their family or an acquaintance.
That's an interesting statement. I think it's probably true. Now, what are the symptoms? What are we looking at here? Say somebody they forgot their car keys or something. But tell me the real symptoms of Alzheimer's.
Well, and I brought this because we have a program called Know the 10 Signs.
Okay.
And so there are 10 signs, and I can go through these.
Okay.
The first sign is memory loss that disrupts daily life.
Okay.
So sometimes, you know, you forget where you put your keys. That could be a little bit absent-minded. But if it's disrupting your daily living, that's something to look out for. Challenges in planning or solving problems, things that you could normally do. Now you kind of have to stop and take a moment.
Yeah.
Difficulty in completing familiar tasks. Confusion with time or place. Trouble understanding visual images or spatial relationships. So if you see something in like this can of soda, but you don't even really know what that is, that could be something.
Yeah.
New problems with words or speaking. In writing, misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace your steps, decreased or poor judgment, withdrawal from work or social activities, and then changes in mood and personality. If you're normally an upbeat and happy person and then all of a sudden you're moody and grouchy and things like that, that could be, you know, something to kind of look out for.
Is this just something for old people?
No, it is not.
How young are we looking at here as far as Alzheimer's cases?
Well, Brianna just introduced me to a gentleman several months ago who was 45, I believe.
Yikes.
And I know Brianna can talk a little bit more on early onset Alzheimer's.
Yeah, tell me how this disease progresses. I mean, you've got the symptoms, and then what goes on now?
Yeah, so this disease does progress. Typically, it's a slow progression. And everybody's different, so it affects everybody different. And so in some people, it can progress slow, and some can progress faster. Again, it just depends. On average, somebody with this disease lives 8 to 10 years with this progression. Now, if you are diagnosed under the age of 65, they do say it can speed up the progression an average of 4 to 5 years.
Ooh.
Again, it just depends. I've seen people live a year to 2 years with the disease, and I've seen people live 20, 25 years with this disease.
Well, as it progresses along, obviously, I've kind of watched it informally in some friends, and basically it gets worse and worse. But what is it that absolutely, at the end, what is it that causes death?
That's a great question.
Does the brain just forget to breathe? Is that pretty much it?
You are correct.
Wow.
So eventually our brain kind of, you know, we eventually forget how to walk. We eventually forget how to talk, how to eat. And then, like you said, we eventually forget how to breathe.
Do we have a good handle on what causes this? I've heard, you know, plaque or something like that. You want to talk to some of the specifics of that, what they think causes it?
That's a great question. So right now, you know, we have a lot of researchers out there trying to figure out what causes Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah.
We fully don't know what causes it. But like you said, what we do know is the plaques and tangles, they say, get into our brain. And that's what causes this disease. How the plaques and tangles get into our brain, we do not know. What they do know is the plaques and tangles actually start developing 10, 15, 20 years in our brain before we even start seeing symptoms.
Mm.
So once we start seeing symptoms, those plaques and tangles are actually at its peak. And then it just continues to progress from there.
Now, treating the disease, can you prolong life? Can you slow it down at all with drugs or other therapy that like that?
So right now, what we do have is some medications that's actually going to help the symptoms. We don't have anything that's going to slow down or stop this disease, but what the medications do is really just to kind of help with the symptoms and to help us live higher functioning longer with this disease.
Let's talk about research for a minute. Does it seem like sometimes you keep pushing and nothing happens, or do you make progressive steps? Has there been any progress made that we can talk about in relation to, you know, figuring out how to solve this puzzle?
I think how I look at research is anytime we're doing a research, it is progress.
There you go.
You got it. Because we might, you know, we go this route and it might not work. But so then we go this route and might not work. So we know a lot that maybe doesn't work. So how can we figure out
really,
you know, how to help this disease? And I think the tricky thing is again, it starts 15, 20 years in our brains before we even start seeing symptoms. So I think that also makes it difficult.
What's the level of optimism for folks like you that we're going to have a breakthrough here in the next year or 2 years in our lifetime? Are you optimistic? Are you about this?
I am actually really optimistic.
You are? Okay, good.
I am, yeah. And I think we actually just had our international Alzheimer's conference in
London.
July. Yes, in London. And there's just so many researchers out there that are really excited to where research is going. Will we see a cure? I really hope so, and I do see us at least being able to slow the progression. Our goal as an association is to find a cure, a way to slow it down, or prevention by 2025. And we're coming up on that, and I think there's just been so much that's coming out that has been giving us a lot of hope.
How can our listeners, I mean, they're out there listening, say, hey, gosh, I'd like to help you folks. What can they do?
They can come visit us at our office. We're at 1820 East Douglas, right across from the Cargill Food Bank. We're there Monday through Friday. We have all kinds of staff members there, from program staff to development staff, that can help answer questions and things like that. Also, we have a website, alz.org, that they can go to as well. And then we have a 1-800 number that's available 24/7. So say if you're a caregiver and it's in the evening and gosh, mom is just doing something. I don't know what to do. I need some help. Don't think that you have to wait till Monday at 8 a.m. to call us. Call us. It's the 800 number, which I'd love to tell your listeners, is 800-272-3900. And that's 24/7, 365 days a year. You've got a problem at Christmas, call us. You've got a problem, you know, Thanksgiving, whenever, 3 o'clock in the morning, give that number a call. Trained professionals will be there on the other end to help you through.
You're listening to Issues 2017 on the Entercom radio stations, and our guests are Faye Vorderlandwehr, Executive Director, and Brianna Tucker, Program Director, Alzheimer's Association of Central and Western Kansas. Now let's talk about your work, the programs and services, what you can do for individuals. What do we start off with? How about what kind of help is available for loved ones? Mm-hmm. Brianna?
I think we were deciding who was going to take that question. Okay, so for loved ones, so if you have a loved one that is experiencing this disease, again, you can take advantage of calling our office or our helpline for more information. We have information relating to the disease about different stages, what maybe to expect. What about the legal and financial? If you have questions on, okay, I got my loved one just got diagnosed. Now, what do I do on the legal side or the financial side? Because that's really important to get that done in the early stage. And so we have different education opportunities. We have workshops. We also have our workshops at our website at alz.org as well, and that you can kind of help educate yourself on this disease.
What about if you're a caregiver and your loved one, you want to be there 24/7, but you can't, or maybe you just need a break.
Right.
Do you have any special services for that?
Great question. We actually do. We have a couple respite care grant opportunities within our local office. We have a gentleman actually in Dodge City donated respite care funds to loved ones just to give them a break, like you said. We know if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't properly take care of your loved one. And so you can call our office at 316-267-7333. And we can get you more information on if you qualify and how we can get you signed up.
Now, education efforts. You've talked about that a little bit. You want to talk any more about education efforts? Do you go and do seminars? Do you give speeches or something like that?
You got it. So we do. We do speeches to the public. We also do speeches to professionals as well. If you do want a public presentation brought to you or more information, again, give us a call and we'd love to come out and give that presentation. If you cannot go to any of our presentations, again, you can go to our website and we have all our presentations are on our website. You're able to watch alz.org /care and you can find those different education opportunities as well.
Hey, do you lobby state and federal government? Do you any lobbying or trying to educate them about this?
We do. We actually have a gentleman on staff named James Koval who does all of our public policy for the state of Kansas. Our chapter, when we talk about programs and things like that, we cover 68 counties in Kansas, and then there's another chapter that does the Kansas City area. However, we're lucky enough in our chapter to have brought James on about a year ago, and so he does all of our public policy needs for the entire state of Kansas. And one of the things that we did last March, we went to an advocacy forum and we lobbied for Congress to increase funding for the NIH to do research. And we asked for $400 million
to do that. That doesn't sound like very much.
You know, it doesn't.
But you go for what you can get, I guess, huh?
You do. And what is amazing to me, though, is, and this we were talking about this on the way here, was the NIH spends about $100 on Alzheimer's research for every $16,000 that's spent from Medicare and Medicaid. Mm. So you're right, it's not a lot, but you do take what you can get. Alzheimer's is the most expensive disease out there. And it costs more than heart disease and cancer combined.
Wow.
So we do need this research.
You talk about lost productivity and that when you're talking about
and dollar. We're talking about the cost to
And treatment and care and everything. Eh?
Yes. I mean, cumulatively, between now and 2050, it will cost $20.4 trillion. That's with a T.
Wow.
And two-thirds of that will be borne by Medicare and Medicaid.
Gosh.
We'll have to take that. So, I mean, it could literally bankrupt our healthcare system.
This has been characterized, and now I'm going to paraphrase because I know I won't get it exactly right. This is the affliction that actually takes your loved one twice. You want to speak to that? Because I've heard that mentioned so many times.
I have heard that, and I've also heard it as the longest goodbye.
Yeah, that's the other one.
And while I personally have not had to experience that, I've heard stories from those that come into our office that you just watch your loved ones slip away more and more each time. Mm. That it is. It's the longest goodbye. You lose them little by little by little. And as Brianna said, sometimes individuals with the disease can live 10, 15, 20 years.
Mm.
So imagine losing your loved one piece by piece for that long. It's terrible.
Well, I know you have fundraisers. You got to. That's what
we
you're there for.
We have to, yeah.
tell me about your fundraisers. What kind of activities do you do to try to raise some money for this fight against Alzheimer's?
Well, our largest fundraiser is our Walk to End Alzheimer's, and we actually hold 8 of those walks throughout central and western Kansas. Here in Wichita, we'll have that walk on the 21st of October at the Water Walk. So we encourage everyone to come out. You can find out more information about that at our website, mm-hmm. alz.org. We also have walks in Montgomery County, Cowley County, Dodge City, Great Bend. We go out to Liberal. Am I forgetting? Hayes. Hayes. I can't believe I forgot Hayes. But we travel all over because, obviously, this disease isn't just centered here in Sedgwick County.
Well, yeah, you're representing 68 counties with your organization.
Yeah. So there's 52,000 Kansans that have this disease that we know of.
Now, do you need volunteers?
Always we need volunteers. Always. Not only for our events, but for our programs and things like that. And really, our staff, we talk about the 68 counties. There's 9 of us. So in order to do what we do and reach the magnitude of people that we need to reach, the 9 of us can't do it alone. And we solely, you know, truly, truly need our volunteers to come and help us and help all of those people.
They have to be trained medically. They don't have to be doctors or nurses or anything.
No, they don't.
There are a lot of ways they can help, right?
There are a lot of ways they can help with the events, and I can let Brianna talk about some of the ways that she uses volunteers to help with programs and support groups and things
Brianna?
Like that.
Yeah.
So we actually have 32 different support groups in our 68 different counties, and 31 of those are all volunteer-led, which – again, it is so great because these volunteers, most of them have gone through the whole process with their loved one. So they're able to really share their story and help those others that are struggling. We also use them for our Memory Cafe, which is our early stage engagement program. We have a program called the Roth Project, where we're able to give iPods with those with this disease or memory loss. And we utilize volunteers helping us load the iPods and helping us give these iPods to other individuals as well. We also train volunteers to teach our education programs.
Now, what would you say are the biggest challenges that are facing you in your work? Faye? Biggest challenge? Not enough money for one thing, of course, but what else?
Of course. It's really educating people. I don't know how many times when I meet someone and I tell them I work for the Alzheimer's Association, oh, I might have it or I have Alzheimer's. And, you know, that may they think be funny, but it's not funny.
No, it's not.
If they truly knew what Alzheimer's disease does, they would truly know that that isn't funny and it is a serious disease. So I think a lot of what I would like our association to do, and our national association agrees as well, is really the education piece and letting people know, you know, as we say, some people want to hide it. It's not shameful. You didn't do anything to get Alzheimer's disease. If you have a brain, which all of us have a brain, you're going to be at risk for Alzheimer's disease. I mean, it's just one of those things. So to educate folks on what it is and how to approach those that have it, that it's not a laughing, joking matter.
What is the most rewarding part of your work? What's rewarding about this? I mean, you don't have a cure yet. We don't have a cure.
And I'm going to tell a story, and Brianna, you jump in. And I was only with the association for a couple months, and we had a lady come in. She's in her 60s, I believe, and she had her mom with her. And she was caring for her mom, full-time caring for her at home. This lady worked third shift, so she hired someone to come stay the night with her mom. And then she cared for her mom all day and night, so I don't know when she slept. And she brought her mom in, and her mom was very frustrated. And we put an iPod and some headphones on her, and we gave her some music. And she just started to smile, and her daughter cried and said, "This is the first time I've seen her smile in a year."
Wow. No.
To be able to offer that to a family,
that's
amazing.
That's good stuff. Well, listen, we appreciate just spending some time with us this morning. You talk about education. Maybe we've educated some people here today about the work that you do, covering 68 counties in Kansas. And again, thanks for being with us. And we can all, well, hope and pray for something to develop here in the next couple of years that might get this thing done. Our guests are Faye Vorderlandweer, Executive Director, and Brianna Tucker, Program Director, Alzheimer's Association of Central and Western Kansas. That's all for this edition of Issues 2017. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.